Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 4, about Sanatana Goswami's visit to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Sanatana Goswami continues, because he's understood the Lord did not appreciate his desire to leave his body voluntarily. He said, "My Lord, you are the omniscient, merciful, independent Supreme Lord. Exactly like an instrument of wood, I dance as you make me do so. I am low-born. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am condemned, for I have all the characteristics of a sinful man. If you keep me alive, what will be the profit?" To this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Your body is my property. You have already surrendered unto me. Therefore, you no longer have any claim to your body. Why should you want to destroy another's property? Can't you consider what is right and wrong? Your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions. By your body, I shall carry out many tasks. You shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of God, Vaishnava duties, and Vaishnava characteristics. You will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers for cultivation of love for Krishna, excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach people how to adopt the renounced order. Mathura Vrindavan is my very dear abode, my own very dear abode. I want to do many things there to preach Krishna consciousness. By the order of my mother, I am sitting here in Jagannath Puri. Therefore, I cannot go to Mathura Vrindavan to teach people how to live there according to religious principles. I have to do all this work through your body. But you want to give it up. How can I tolerate this?" At that time, Sanatana Goswami said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. No one can understand the deep ideas you plan within your heart. A wooden doll chants, a wooden doll dances according to the direction of a magician, but he does not know how he is dancing or singing. My dear Lord, as you cause one to dance, he dances accordingly, but how he dances and who is causing him to dance, he does not know." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Haridas Thakur, "My dear Haridas, please hear me. This gentleman wants to destroy another's property. One who is entrusted with another's property does not distribute it or use it for his own purposes. Therefore, tell him not to do such an unlawful thing." Haridas Thakur replied, "We are falsely proud of our capabilities. Actually, we cannot understand your deep intentions. Unless you inform us, we cannot understand what your purpose is or what you want to do through whom. My dear sir, since you, a great personality, have accepted Sanatana Goswami, he is greatly fortunate. No one can be as fortunate as he." Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami and then got up and left to perform his noon duties. Haridas Thakur then embraced Sanatana Goswami, saying, "My dear Sanatana, no one can find the limits of your good fortune. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted your body as his own property. Therefore, no one can equal you in good fortune. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot do with his personal body, he wants to do through you, and he wants to do it in Mathura. Whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants us to do will successfully be accomplished. This is your great fortune. That is my mature opinion. I can understand from the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wants you to write books about the conclusive decisions of devotional service and about the regulative principles ascertained from the revealed scriptures. My body could not be used in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore it took birth in the land of India Although it took birth in the land of India, this body has been useless. So the Prabhupada comments on this verse in his purport. I'll just read part of it. People all over the world are madly engaged in sense gratification, and in this way spoiling their human lives, with the risk that in the next life they may become animals or even less. Human society should be saved from such a risky civilization and the danger of animalism by awakening to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started for this purpose. Therefore, unbiased men of the highest echelon should study the principles of this Krishna consciousness movement and fully cooperate with this movement to save human society. Sanatana Goswami replied to Haridas Thakur when Haridas Thakur spoke of the fortune of Sanatana Goswami and spoke of his own misfortune. Sanatana said, "O Haridas Thakur, who is equal to you? You are one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you are the most fortunate. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which he has descended as an incarnation, is to spread the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Now, instead of personally doing so, he is spreading it through you. My dear sir, you are chanting the holy name 300,000 times daily and informing everyone of the importance of such chanting. Some behave very well but do not preach the cult of Krishna consciousness, whereas others preach but do not behave properly. But you simultaneously perform both duties in relationship to the holy name by your personal behavior and by your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee in the world." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sanatana Goswami clearly defines herein the bona fide spiritual master of the world. The qualifications expressed in this connection are that one must act according to the scriptural injunctions and at the same time preach. One who does so is a bona fide spiritual master. Haridas Thakur was the ideal spiritual master because he regularly chanted on his beads a prescribed number of times. Indeed, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times a day. Similarly, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day, which can be done without difficulty. And at the same time, they must preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. One who does so is quite fit to become a spiritual master for the entire world. Text 104. In this way, the two of them, e mata dui jana nana katarange, Krishna kata asvadaya rahi ekasange. In this way, the two of them pass their time discussing subjects concerning Krishna. Thus, they enjoyed life together. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.